Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to what may be the most interesting WTF I've had the pleasure of talking about in quite some time. So, today's episode, wondering about the crowd at the Sanders Fox Town Hall event. That's going to be an interesting story, and there'll be other points of view here today. In roughly 10 minutes or so, I'm expecting both Robert Trotner, my longtime friend, and Phoebe, can't remember her last name already, Phoebe Harris, will be calling in, explaining her point of view and her take on some of these recent events. So in the meantime, I've got about 9 minutes or so to lay out the foundation of what this is all about. Now, among many, many other activities, I'm involved with admitting and or moderating several different Facebook groups, some of them political, some of them not. Two of them in particular are Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders and Easton PA for Bernie Sanders. The Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders Facebook group, I started admitting that roughly 4 years ago when I was still mostly blind. 2 years ago, I got my sight back. Thank you, Obamacare. And to all the people out there who say Obamacare sucks, if I would listen to you, I'd still be blind. Enough said. So I got my sight back a couple years ago, and then I acquired the Easton area, or the Easton PA for Bernie Sanders Facebook group. Now, in reference to what happened here, It was Miss Harris who originally said something about having tickets. Now, back in the day, I think it was around April 3rd is when the story first appeared in the morning call that Bernie Sanders was coming to town. There was an email address in that article, townhall@foxnews.com. Which, as soon as I saw the article, which was only an hour or so old, I emailed them right away. I never heard back from them for many days until roughly April 11th, I think. Let me look at my note here for a moment. Yes, it would be April 11th, 2:47 p.m., and I posted all of that on both Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders and Easton PA for Bernie Sanders. If you go to those groups right now, they are open, and everything I'm talking about is more or less buried in there somewhere with all the pictures that I took from the other day. And, oh, my God, that's another subject. That's another WTF in and of itself. I couldn't give away any tickets to the Bernie Sanders event. I tried posting two of them, okay, because somebody – who I had given them to otherwise was unable to accept. So I posted that, and it was flagged. Facebook flagged it and did not post it properly. So I took a picture of that, and I posted to both of those groups, and the tickets moved shortly after that. But back to the original item here. So Fox News was not very forthcoming in this event, but Phoebe Harris is the one who came up with the tickets. She gave me my first batch of four, and I saw the event thing, URL, event link, I think it is. Double check that. Eventbrite, yes, that's the one. And it came with an embedded link. So I followed the link, and just to test the whole system out, I got myself one more ticket in my own name and had it go sent through the normal thing, and it worked. Okay, so now I have five tickets altogether. They all went to use, and many more. Phoebe, in fact, had brought extra tickets to the event Monday night, and I was able to distribute a few of them eventually. But to continue onward, well, she'll tell her story soon enough when she comes on here, and I'm looking at my dashboard, and I'm waiting for her to call in, which she will do that any minute. So I will ramble on. Anyhow, with this Eventbrite link, okay, sooner or later, and it was actually much sooner than that, I started spreading the link around first to Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders 2020 and Easton PA for Bernie Sanders. And I may have gone a little bit beyond that. I also embedded it in some Bernie groups from New Jersey and Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Lancaster, North Central, Wilkes-Barre even, and a few other places where, you know, people could drive for an easy distance. I did this purposely because I saw the treachery that Fox News was trying to pull here in that they only contacted the GOP. Now, Miss Phoebe is also in charge of the Allentown City Democratic Committee. I forget what capacity I'm in. And technically, I'm a member of it as well. I wrote my name in when it came time to Election Day last year, and I only won by a single vote, but it seems I'm also a committee person. So I'm not as active as I should be there because I'm mostly working on Bernie, and I'm mostly researching lots of other things. Take a look at my bookshelf sometime. I'm actually reading some of those paper books. But to ramble on again. So, yeah, that happened like that. I spread the link around, and I'm the one who did that because I didn't want to see Fox try to tip it against Bernie. And it was interesting enough when we got there. The Lehigh Valley Tea Party was there in full bloom across the street. Somebody else had already submitted a picture of the four horsemen of the Bethlehem Police Department who were across the street from them. They did their thing. And I also posted a picture of an RV and saw a couple of other pictures of that same RV from the other side that I'm guessing supplied the Lehigh Valley Tea Party with all that interesting paraphernalia and even got some Bernie stuff in there buried under the mess there somewhere. But yeah, Bernie Sanders needs this. He needs this to follow him everywhere he goes. If somebody out there wants to throw me money, I would gladly do that for him after we talk a little bit first. I've had RV experience. I can drive. I can read a license plate a block away almost. My driving skills were pretty good before, and I can do so much more. But that's neither here nor there. I will go and ramble on. So the night we get there, I took several other pictures here. I got a few pictures of the questioners. Saw the reserve seating for VIP. I'm guessing they were guided there in their attempt to control the debate, or not the debate, rather, but to control the audience. And I suspect that's why they did what they did with the GOP. They gave them the ticket URL first so that members of the GOP can go to the Eventbrite and do their thing quick. And it's a lot easier just to pass out a simple URL to a mailing list. Say, hey, buddy, want to go see Bernie Sanders for us? Click on this link. And depending on who you distribute that to, it could be one way or another. It is possible to game that system, I guess, in such a way that the Republicans could just as easily have kept it to themselves had it not been for Phoebe. Okay, she's the one that who deserves all the credit for this. I'm just the messenger guy who kind of sort of knew where to seed the idea out there. And at the end of the day, think about this too. There's almost 600 people in Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders and almost 200 in Easton. It's a rough number, but it's at least several hundred or so. And at the end of the day, they're the ones who took this ball and ran with it. Okay. They're the ones who saw the link first. They're the ones who saw to sign up en masse. It was the people. Okay. It wasn't just me. It was us. It wasn't just Phoebe, although we thank her for that. It was us. At the end of the day, everybody out there and their brother and their great aunt and their uncle and the family dog and the family horse and maybe even some Amish got in there, I don't know. But people signed up, people turned out, and it was a major Bernie-flavored crowd. I was there as well. I sat in the back. Now, let me explain another little thing, and this is a problem that's going to worry me tonight. I also have a YouTube channel called Allentown Political Videos. That's what I renamed it about a month or so ago. Shortly before that point, it was known as Lehigh Valley Caffeinated. Lehigh Valley Caffeinated was originally a video podcast that Robert Trotner and I used to do together, usually once a week. We went on tour a few times. We did a couple locations in Easton. We did a location in Easton once with Bernie O'Hare several years back. As such, I'm usually ready to stream instantly on YouTube. And until that day, I thought everything was working well. But if you look in the picture album that I made and posted to both Easton and Lehigh Valley, there's a picture in there that describes how, bring it up here quick and I'll read it off. Where's my mouse? There you go. Coming up, it says, eligibility. Your channel does not meet our updated eligibility requirements for mobile live streaming. You can still stream with your webcam or broadcasting software. Learn more or okay. So I clicked on learn more. And long story short, because my channel, Allentown Political Videos, only has like 18 subscribers, but 350 videos, they have deemed that I am no longer permitted to stream through my Samsung Galaxy S9. I know this because I was going to stream the event myself from the back of the town hall event, and that's the notice that popped up when I did. So I kind of sort of said, oh, fuck. I didn't have enough space on my SD card, so I didn't think about trying to record the video manually. So I just continued onward, started snapping up pictures, most of which I've already posted to the dreaded Book of Fates, which is a dual-edged sword for me, because on the one hand, it's where I reach the most people, and on the other hand, Facebook really sucks donkey dick. I mean, if you look in there on the picture, I pictured everything there, including the notice that Facebook pops up that says, I can't give away any free tickets to see Bernie Sanders. Please do me a favor, if you're willing, go ahead and share that picture. Share them all. Share the posts that you find in both of those. Everything we do is public, and I see a caller. It might be the right caller.
Hello,
Phoebe. Can you
hear me? Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you called in. I've been trying to warm the crowd up and gave them a perspective. Now that you called in, go ahead and take over.
Well, no, I'm not taking over, but hi, I am Ms. Phoebe Harris, Allentown School Board Director, and also the chair of the City of Allentown Democratic Committee. And one of the things that you were talking about with Bernie Sanders' town hall was the fact that the GOP received information before the Democrats received information. The GOP received the tickets. My fiance is a registered Democrat. He's a moderate. And he's also a precinct committee person for our neighborhood. I'm the Democratic one. He's the Republican one. And he received an email. What day did I send you the information for the ticket?
I believe it was shortly after the 3rd. Yeah, because the 3rd is when the article appeared.
Okay, so the same day.
Yeah.
So, right. So when he came home that night, he had an email, you know, saying that the GOP, Fox News is going to do a town hall with Bernie Sanders and a link for the ticket. So as soon as he saw that, he told me, we both applied for tickets, and then I messengered you because you had on your Facebook Bernie Sanders for Lehigh Valley. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Bernie Sanders. So I saw that you were looking for tickets, and no, you couldn't find them anywhere. And that's when I messaged you to let you know I had, give me your, you know, I'll give you the site, give me your email, and, you know, I'll put that in there, get you your tickets, and then I put it on Facebook because other people were asking.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on your page, the link for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of upset because I do believe, because we're both precinct, as well as being that, but we're both precinct people in our neighborhood, and unfortunately, the Democratic Party didn't put that out there, you know, in the email, because we have a MailChimp chip, to put an email out to everyone that these tickets are available. So I don't know if they I know I saw them there, the Lehigh County Dems vice chair and friends of them, but I didn't, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that you put that out there that I gave you, I don't think we would have had such a big turnout. And I'm glad we did.
I'm glad we did, too. As I said earlier in the show, I also posted it to Eastern PA for Bernie Sanders. And I went a little bit further, hitting up every Bernie group within.
And we showed out and showed out. You know, I think some of the Trump supporters were upset because they couldn't get tickets. But that wasn't, you know, you snooze, you lose.
Apparently so. A lot of them were over 250, I noticed. There's a picture I got of the big old crowd across the street, the Four Horsemen of the Bethlehem Police Apocalypse.
Okay. Okay. I don't, is there a story behind that?
Well, there's a story behind everything, and I might not get into the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
That's fine.
There were four. Okay. There were four mounted police officers across the street from the Tea Party that I did not get in the picture at the time. Other people did, though. If you go on Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders, all the pictures are there. Everything that we talk about today on this show is on those two groups because I post everything to both. I manage them both equally at the same time. Control V is my friend.
Wonderful. Well, I just thank you for doing that because it just gives us a voice and it helps all of us have the same voice.
But at the end of the day, before you came on, I was explaining that at the end of the day, though, it was the people who did the work because once those links hit, everybody and their brother and their uncle and their neighbor was clicking on that link. And downloading the you know the Eventbrite information, going through that process, and getting the tickets before they were cut off.
Correct, because I did all four of my emails sent to me, and I ended up having extra tickets, which I gave to you.
And I thank you for that. And they and they went to good use.
Oh, yeah.
Now what?
Of course.
Now what I didn't mention to you before, and I mentioned this to the public already, is that after you sent me those first four tickets, I followed the link myself. Just to make sure that the link would work, and I got myself one ticket by myself, which I gave that away.
Of course. But the max amount of tickets you could get was four, and I was just happy to keep doing the max so we could, so we as Democrats could be there for Bernie.
Right. And that was the thing. They tried to tried to stack the deck against Bernie by getting all Republicans in there from the local GOP. And if that would have happened, it would have been a far more hostile town hall for Fox News. And we're calling out Fox News for this because we didn't hear from you. We're Democrats. We're on the committee. And I'm not that hard to find.
No.
I really am not that hard to find.
Yeah,
and
we're not.
Nobody found me.
So I don't know who got an email from the GOP or from Fox News. I do not know. If any of the Democrats did receive their information.
Now, while I have you on the line here, I'm going to segue into an ultimate topic here. Now, in the description for today's show, I put down a tweet that Donald Trump had made just before yesterday there. He says, many Trump fans and signs were outside of the Fox News studio last night in the now thriving, thank you, President Trump, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, for the interview with crazy Bernie Sanders. Big complaints about not being let in. Stuffed with Bernie supporters. What's with Fox News? Question mark. Well, here is the answer, Donald Trump. And I really, really hope you're listening to this. It's not just me. It's not just Phoebe. It's us. We are coming.
Yes.
We want our government back. Expect us.
Amen.
Heaven said it.
And I am that 94% black women who are going to always stick for our Democrats. And we're going to galvanize even more to make sure that we vote. And that we keep it Democrat. And we vote for the right person to be our president, to be our city leaders, to be our congresspeople, to be our judges. especially our federal judges.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, you know, unfortunately that's appointed, but we're going to try to make sure that we keep pressure on our congresspeople to make sure they get the right ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're coming for you.
We want our government back.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a few
we
other things. All is not lost. Believe it or not, Donald Trump is a mm-hmm. human being. And even
yes,
Ebenezer Scrooge was able to redeem himself, although with spiritual
correct.
Intervention. We hope it doesn't
yes.
take that much time to get you to do it. So I'm going to read off a statement I kind of sort of prepared just for this occasion. I ran a Facebook post among many groups some time back called, "If you had 3 seconds to talk to Donald Trump, what would you say?" A majority of the respondents were very negative. And while it's tempting to go all negative, I am a man of hope at the end of the day. Even Donald Trump, I think, if he gets his head screwed on right, can do and can still do much good in 2 years if he gets the dick out of his mouth. And to begin with, Donald, you are sitting at the top of the heap with not a clue on what to do. You wanted to drain the swamp, yet you filled it with elite oligarchs. You have mm-hmm. laborers coming to America to build a better life, streaming across mostly the Mexican border. Some are by sea, and some are by air, and still more are coming down through Canada every day. So guess what? You have the power to give them better life, Donald, and you can also put them to work. With climate change being the way it is nowadays, and your extreme desire for economic opportunity, it's staring at you in the face and you refuse to see it. Two big projects I'm going to talk to you about. Get your people to Google them. Google them yourself. It can be your friend. Are you still using that S3 smartphone? Get rid of it. Project number one. You and Putin seem to be all kind of thick. Put it to use to something that neither of you will ever live to see. Build a bridge across the Bering Strait. It's about 54 miles of some of the roughest seas on the planet Earth. But imagine for a moment a couple of railroad lines crossing the Bering Strait and a couple of roadways crossing Bering Strait. Yeah, it's a big engineering challenge. Roads need to be built. There's plenty of labor coming up from Mexico. Put them to work. Have them build a road all the way from Seattle to Vladivostok, which is somewhere on the Kamchatka Peninsula. Okay?
Wow.
Build that road. Put them people to work. And by the time it's done, it will be possible to stay totally on land and go from London, England to Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Popeye and Olive and Bluto were all singing that song in the ancient Popeye cartoon long ago. The other major thing, I still got 6 minutes yet, so the other major project, and this one hits a little closer to home, hurricanes have grown more intense as of recent. Global warming, the oceans are getting warmer. Drain the heat from the Gulf of Mexico. It's a monstrous challenge. How? Well, solar energy could be deployed. I've developed a couple of prototypes like that myself. Talk to me offline about that. I'm a mad scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I do these things. It's in my job description. But to continue onward for a moment, removing heat from the Gulf of Mexico will deprive hurricanes of food. They can't grow
yes.
where the water is warm. They stay slow. They bog down. The wind dies down, and it's not so much damage to life and property. Donald Trump, you own property. You own Mar-a-Lago and God knows how many other properties in the South. Wouldn't you like to see them spared of the hurricane effects of mass devastation and destruction? If you don't drain the heat from the Gulf of Mexico and possibly other waters off the coast of Florida, in the Bahamas, for example, if you can't find a way to drain that heat, this will happen, and it will get worse over time. Question, Donald Trump, you're sitting at the top. You have sight beyond sight that most of us mere mortals don't have. That little naval base in the South China Sea that China has been building. I speculate that base is actually a heat pump of some kind, and that China is just plain old sitting on the technology. They may be using it for other military applications, but it would make sense to have giant heat exchangers underneath that artificial island they are building in the South China Sea. Contact the deep government state. Contact other people. I don't think Steve Bannon would know anything about that, but you could try him anyways. I hear he's in Europe and he's trying to do the whole monastery thing. But at the end of the day, Donald, you know, I'm not that hard to find. You want to talk to me about some of my mad scientist ideas? Here I am. I'm not hard to find. And with 3 minutes left, I was expecting my friend Robert to call in, but I guess he's not doing this today. So is there anything you yourself might want to add, Phoebe?
No, I'm just happy that you have me on the show. And I'm very glad that, you know, we made sure that the Democrats were well represented at the town hall. We had a great representation, and we were able to give Bernie really good feedback. So thank you very much for having me on.
I think we did good there, too. I may talk about this again at some point. We'll see how events transpire. But Fox News, Donald Trump, we are watching you. Have a nice day, everybody.
All righty. Have a great one, too. Have a great, blessed day, people.
You too. Bye-bye.